Daniel Lekis, and welcome to Abstract Essay. Abstract Essay is a book magazine that I created that talks about the mystery of the universe through digital abstract painting. Each of those book magazines talks about dark matter, dark energy, supernova, Big Bang, alignment, and a lot more. And today, we're gonna talk about alignment. The solar system is a gravitational bound system of the sun and the object that orbit it. It formed 4.6 billion years ago from the gravitational collapse of a giant interstellar molecular cloud. The vast majority of the system's mass is in the sun, with the most of the remaining mass contained in the planet Jupiter. The four inner system planets, Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars, are the terrestrial planets, being composed primarily of rock and metal. The four giant planets of the outer system are substantially larger and more massive than the terrestrials. The two largest, Jupiter and Saturn, are gas giants, being composed mainly of hydrogen and helium. The next two, Uranus and Neptune, are ice giants, being composed mostly of volatile substances with relatively high melting points compared with hydrogen and helium, such as water, ammonia, and methane. All eight planets are nearly circular orbits that lie near the plane of Earth's orbit, called the elliptic. There are unknown numbers of smaller dwarf planets and innumerable small solar system bodies orbiting the sun. Six of the major planets and six largest possible dwarf planets and many of the smaller bodies are orbited by natural satellites, commonly called moons, after the moon. The natural satellites Jupiter, Moon, Ganymede, and Saturn's moon Titan are larger but not more massive than Mercury. The smallest terrestrial planet and Jupiter moons, Callisto, is nearly as large. Each of the giant planets and some smaller bodies are encircled by planetary rings of ice, dust, and moonlets. The asteroid belt, which lies between orbits of Mars and Jupiter, contains objects composed of rock, metal, and ice. Beyond Neptune orbit lies the Kuiper belt and scattered disk, which is population of objects composed mostly of ice and rock. In the outer reaches of the solar system lies clouds of minor planets called detached objects. There is a considerable debate as to how many such objects there will prove to be. Some of these objects are large enough to have rounded under their own gravity, and that's to be categorized as dwarf planets. Astronomers generally accept about 9 objects as dwarf planets. The asteroid Ceres, the copper belt object Pluto, Arcus, Haumea, Kokar, and Melkomek, and scattered disk object Kongong and Eris and Sedna. Various small body population including comets, centaurs, and interplanetary dust clouds freely travel between regions of the solar system. The solar wind stream of changed particles flowing outward from the sun creates a bubble-like region of interplanetary medium in the interstellar medium known as the heliosphere. The heliosphere is the point at which pressure from the solar wind is equal to opposing pressure of the interstellar medium. It extends out for the edge of discovered this. The Oort cloud, which is thought to be the source of long-period comets, may also exist, but at a distance roughly 1,000 times wider than the heliosphere. I have a lot of series in my book magazine about the mystery of the universe. Of course, I have alignment, I have solar system, I have gravity, I have dark matter, I have dark energy. Please do have a copy of my book magazine, available on Amazon, and my paperback and hardcover are available through online bookstores worldwide. Hope you like it. More to come, people. Thank you for listening, and see you soon.